1.41.
So, Dr. Cannon, do you meet a lot of cyberchondriacs in your work?
All the time, I'm afraid. It's very common nowadays for people to look up their symptoms on health websites on the internet and to diagnose themselves with weird or exotic illnesses. For example, the other day, I had a patient who came in because his back was very red and itchy. He had been looking on internet medical sites and was absolutely convinced that he had an extremely rare skin condition. He even knew the medical name, nodular paniculitis. But, in fact, when I examined him and talked to him, it turned out that he had spent the weekend gardening in the sun and his back was sunburned.
So you would prefer your patients not to check their symptoms on the internet?
No, don't get me wrong. I'm not anti-health websites. I just want people to use them sensibly. The problem is that diagnosis of a condition or an illness doesn't just depend on one specific symptom that you can type into Google. It depends on all sorts of other things like a patient's appearance, their blood pressure, their heart rate and so on.
Of course.
And diagnosis also depends on where you live. For example, if you live in West London and you haven't travelled abroad, it's very unlikely that you have malaria, even if you have some of the symptoms.
What other problems are there when people use health websites?
Well, you have to check carefully what kind of site it is that you're looking at. Some websites look as if they've been created by health professionals, but in fact, they've been set up by commercial companies that are trying to sell you something. Also, some American healthcare sites recommend expensive treatments or medicine that is not available here in the UK.
Are there any websites which you would recommend?
Oh, yes, absolutely. For example, people with chronic diseases like asthma can get a lot of help and information from online support groups. These websites have forums where you can talk to other people who have the same condition and illness, and you can usually get information about the latest research and new treatments. And there are often online support groups for people who have unusual illnesses too.
Finally, do you have any tips for all those cyberchondriacs out there?
Yes, I have three. First, only look online after you've been to the doctor. If you're not feeling well, make a list of the symptoms you have that are worrying you and go and see your doctor with this list. Then, when your doctor has told you what he or she thinks, you could have a look online. Secondly, make sure you're looking at a reliable and professional medical website. And finally, remember that common symptoms usually have common causes. So if you have diarrhea, for example, it's much more likely to be food poisoning than the Ebola virus.
Dr. Cannon, thank you very much.